This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. The latest report on the coronavirus worldwide, more than 9.6 million cases with a death toll closing in on 490,000. The tallies are from Johns Hopkins University. Here in the United States, COVID-19 is reasserting itself in a major way, with about half the states hit with climbing case numbers. The country has set a record for new infections. The totals to this point, 2.4 million cases, the highest in the world, at a cost of more than 124,000 lives. Many states, notably among them Texas, are pausing their reopenings as infections surge. Texas has played a leading role in efforts to jumpstart state economies devastated by the pandemic. Now it is apparently paying the price. Texas has been setting daily highs for new virus cases. Governor Greg Abbott says the pause is designed to help check the spread of the disease until the state can safely enter the next phase of its reopening process. His state has experienced record numbers of COVID-19 hospital admissions every day for the past 2 weeks. Elective surgeries in the Houston, Dallas, Austin, and San Antonio areas are being suspended to free up hospital beds. The case count in Texas is approaching 135,000, with more than 2,300 deaths. This is all part of a nationwide virus resurgence in regions that were spared the brunt of the initial outbreak. Cases rose across the United States by almost 40,000 on Thursday, the largest one-day increase since the pandemic arrived here. Also reporting record numbers in COVID cases this week, Alabama, Arizona, California, Florida, Idaho, Mississippi, Missouri, Nevada, Oklahoma, South Carolina, and Wyoming. Arizona's had three straight days of at least 3,000 virus transmissions, and over the past week, 23% of Arizona's corona tests have come back positive, nearly triple the national average. Along with Texas, Arizona has never mandated the use of face masks. Coming to you via remote, this is VOA News. India finds itself deeper in the clutches of the pandemic. It is reporting more than 17,000 new cases today, pushing the nationwide number past 490,000, with a loss of 15,300 lives. The resumption of Indian railway service has been put off until the second week of August. Indonesia, the world's fourth most populous country, has surpassed 50,000 COVID cases with at least 2,600 fatalities. The government says the pandemic is likely to raise the country's poverty level above 10%. South Korea is reporting dozens of new COVID cases today, once again mainly from the area in and around Seoul. And there are concerns new outbreaks will threaten to undo at least some of the success South Korea enjoyed with early actions to control the effects of the pandemic. China, meanwhile, says it is moving closer to containing an outbreak in Beijing, where 11 new cases are being reported today. South Africa, which accounts for half the infections on the African continent, has set a new case record of more than 6,500, bringing its count to over 118,000, with almost 2,300 deaths. An outbreak in Australia has produced 36 additional cases, most in the state of Victoria. Authorities say they have tested 20,000 people in the suburbs of Melbourne. In Spain, the official in charge of the country's COVID response says imported COVID infections are a growing concern. This as Europe prepares to welcome more visitors. 54 people who got the disease in the past week in Spain are said to have been sickened by recently arrived visitors. Britain is warning people it could reimpose restrictions on movements amid increasing worries over lax adherence to social distancing rules. There were huge crowds at UK beaches this week, and Health Secretary Matt Hancock has offered a reminder. The government has the power to shut down beaches and other public areas. The Americas are being hit hard by COVID. Mexico reports some of its highest 24-hour case counts, with 6,100 new virus transmissions and another 736 deaths. Totals for Mexico, close to 203,000 corona cases and more than 25,000 lives lost. Peru now ranks sixth in the world in cases. Chile is seventh. Between them, some 528,000 infections and close to 4,000 deaths. The Democratic-led U.S. House of Representatives has approved a far-reaching police overhaul bill, which now goes to the Senate. The measure includes a ban on the use of chokeholds and would end qualified immunity for police officers, making them liable for the use of excessive force. The House vote was heavy with emotion and symbolism as a divided Congress struggles to address the global outcry over the deaths of George Floyd and other African Americans. The House action came after Democrats blocked the Republican Senate bill to advance its own police reform measure. This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall.